Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are now here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan here in Kansas City, your home for Kansas City sports. We are joined by Tim Kirkshen. Tim, how are you doing on this lovely Wednesday playoff sort of atmosphere day?
I'm well, fellas. It's good to be back in Kansas City. I'm 67 years old and come here all the time for the playoffs. It was so cool, especially in the mid-80s, but it's great to be back, and great things ahead tonight. Should be tremendous fun.
How much will Jazz Chisholm's comments kind of, I don't want to say hurt him, but affect them, affect the team with saying that the Royals just got lucky the other night?
Okay, it's not going to affect Jazz Chisholm because he is a free spirit. He is an energy burst, and I'm sure he doesn't even regret saying that because this is how he plays, and he's a really good player. And I don't think it's going to affect the team either. I don't think the Yankees are going to go, oh my gosh, we've really upset the Royals. They already know how good the Royals are. So I just think it was a comment that he probably shouldn't have made, and I don't think it's going to have any big effect on this game when you have the Yankees being the Yankees and we're in the playoffs. So I think we just move on.
What is it about the playoffs that just kind of brings out that personality of every athlete? Like, for example, I know you don't need any, but Rodon strikes out the side, the tongue comes out. Salvador Perez hits a moon blast in New York, the tongue comes out. Bobby Witt Jr. gets called out on strikes. He's staring at the ref, showing a personality we hadn't seen before. Obviously, I don't need to paint the picture of what is the San Diego and Los Angeles Dodgers series. Boy, I feel like if we could get more of that in the regular season, man, we'd have a little bit more of an intrigue baseball sort of following.
Well, I think it's plenty good during the regular season also. Again, fellas, I grew up at a different time where you didn't stick out your tongue even if you hit a home run in a postseason game. And I'm all for personality, and I think that the playoffs changes everything in that the emotion and the energy that you feel during a playoff game, you're not even sure what you're doing. That's how great the level of intensity is. I hope we never lose that. I think we can lose some of it during the regular season, but we've asked our players to show personality, and they have, and they show it even more in the postseason, and for the most part, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I love it. I love the postseason atmosphere. I love the intensity of the postseason. Every single pitch matters, you know, in the postseason. And, Tim, I know we're in Kansas City, but, I mean, I wouldn't consider this a homer take. The Royals are just a better team than the Yankees right now. They've got better starting pitching. Their bullpen's pitching better, and they're coming up clutch in clutch situations. I just don't see how the Yankees are able to rebound. I know it's 1-1, but I hate to say it. Like, the Yankees are cooked, my man.
Well, I would disagree with that.
Okay, tell me why, though.
Here's why.
Okay.
The 2024 season has made absolutely no sense. And just when you think you understand what's going on, like the Yankees earlier this year were the best team in baseball, and then for a month and a half they were not good at all. The Mets were 9-19 in May, and now they might go to the league championship series. The Phillies were the best team in baseball for a while, and then for a month they were terrible. The Dodgers were the best team, and then they hit an amazing skid. The Padres got off to a bad start, and look at them now. The point is, just when you think you understand where this season is going, even in the postseason, the answer is you don't. And that's the ultimate beauty of the sport, especially the sport this year. I have never seen a more wide open round of playoff teams like the ones we have this year. So if the Royals win the next two games, I wouldn't be surprised at all. If the Yankees win the next two, I wouldn't be surprised at all. No matter what happens from here in the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised at all. That is the beauty of the 2024 season.
And the Yankees, though, man, like, I look at Aaron Judge, and this may be hyperbole, and again, you mentioned you're 67, so you have, you know, I'm only 47, so you got a 20-year jump on me in this one. I don't remember a superstar athlete in any sport being less clutch in big moments than Aaron Judge.
Well, Mookie Betts, who's going to the Hall of Fame, also just finished an 0-for-22 stretch. Mm-hmm. And I think this, again, speaks to something that I talk about way too often. This is the hardest game in the world to play.
No doubt.
And great players do not always shine in this sport. Whereas when LeBron James has a bad game, he gets 19.6 rebounds and 6 assists. That's a bad game for him. But in baseball, when your timing is off by just a little bit, when your mind is off just a little bit, you can go through an 0-for-16 like Aaron Judge did. But I just warn you, for a guy who just had an OPS way over 1,000 and is going to win the MVP unanimously, do not underestimate what Aaron Judge might do. Is he in a slump right now? Absolutely. Can he come out of it in one swing? Absolutely.
Tim, I want to bring this up to you because you mentioned that you watched the Royals in the 80s, and we have a discussion about it later in our show. Salvador Perez, do you think, and you're an outside mind, so maybe an unbiased opinion would be nice here, do you think Salvador Perez could ever surpass George Brett as the greatest Royal of all time?
No, he can't. And I love Salvador Perez, and I think he will be a Hall of Famer someday. But George Brett is the greatest Royal ever. And at this moment, there is not a close second. I mean, what we watched from George Brett in the mid-70s and through the 80s and into the 90s, he won a batting title in 3 different decades. I'm just not sure anyone's going to pass him. And let's not forget the way that George Brett played the game. He played the game the right way. So did Salvador Perez also. But I watched George Brett, and I think George Brett would hit 330, 350 today. That's how good he would be if he played today. But back then, he was a dominant player at a time when the game was played differently than today. But sorry, he's the greatest Royal ever. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, so I'll give you an easier one this time. When it's all said and done in 30 years and we're all long gone, is the Royal ranks all time George Brett, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, or is it George Brett, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr.?
Well, Bobby Witt Jr. is off to an amazing start. As you guys know, he's the only shortstop with 2 30-30 seasons in his career, and he did it in his first 3 years. So if you want me to look 30 years ahead, which is never a good idea because I'll be 97 then.
You'll be fine. You'll be still doing the same thing.
I would say that it would be George Brett, Bobby Witt, 1-2, but it could be Bobby Witt, George Brett, 1-2 in 30 years. That's how good Bobby Witt is. I think he's as athletic and as exciting a player as there is in the game today. It is breathtaking to watch him play. But again, just to repeat, the reason baseball is the greatest game is that Bobby Witt is 0-for-10 in the series.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried for one second about Bobby Witt. He could go 4-for-5 tonight with 3 stolen bases and make 2 tremendous defensive plays. This is the nature of the game, and it is why the game is so great and so beautiful.
Tim Kirkjian with us here on 96.5 The Fan, and in tonight's matchup is Lugo versus Clark Schmidt. I know Clark doesn't have a huge, you know, resume for this year, only 90-some innings pitched, but he limits, you know, he doesn't give up many runs. I think 11 of his last 16 starts, he's only given up 2 runs or something like that. Seth Lugo doesn't give any runs. Is this like a race to 3? The first team to score 3 is going to win this thing?
Yeah, I like the pitching matchup for both teams tonight. Seth Lugo, I've just spent 4 days with the Royals and a couple days last week with them. He is the chess master, is what they call him. His understanding of the art of pitching is virtually unmatched in today's game. So he's going to go out there, and he's got 9 pitches that he can throw for strike. He is an outlier in so many ways. And he has such a great understanding about pitching. So I expect him to be really good tonight. Clark Schmidt was arguably the best Yankee starting pitcher at one point this year until he got hurt. He is a wildly confident kid who you send him out there and he really thinks he's going to throw a shutout every time he goes out there. So I think this is going to be a great pitching matchup tonight, and I would agree it will be a low-scoring game. But to repeat, if it's 10-9 tonight,
right,
no one should be surprised by anything that happens tonight or during October in baseball.
Well, Tim, we appreciate the time, and we'll see which team gets lucky tonight and goes up 2-1 in this ALDS that reminds us of 1970 and early 80s all over again.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, enjoy, fellas. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Tim Kirkshin there joining us here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.